Well, with that, would you like to move on to the next agenda item, Mr. Chair?
And let us, yes, thank you. Lots to digest. Let's move on to item 10, because you had a little segue in there regarding 10. So we're finally there. And this is, so item 10 is the notice of plan termination of Jackson Square Partners large cap growth portfolio. Tim, you probably can just summarize this one. I think everybody's well aware of this one.
Yep. So clearly we've touched on this a couple of points along the way today. We are planning on terminating the Jackson Square Partners account. And this is based upon a couple of things. I mean, one, this is a concentrated portfolio that we expect to have a higher tracking error. So generally we say we have to evaluate this over a longer period of time. And we've spent time on that really over the past year and then accelerating over the past couple of months. And what we're seeing is a couple of things that just aren't quite fitting what we need in the growth portfolio. And so what we're seeing is, you know, I think you're getting this, the performance, the underperformance could be explained in the past. And now we're getting to a point where we're just not quite comfortable that it's fitting our understanding of the process. And we think it's prudent at this time to step away from this portfolio. We'd like to move it into the broad equity index fund for a period of time and then find a more pure growth portfolio, over the course of the summer here. So that this is the notice to the board. There's no action necessary. This is a delegated authority in the investment policy statement, but the board has the option of overriding it. So this is, if I don't hear otherwise, we're going to move forward on this.
All right. So let's do it this way. Jerry, you have your hand up. I just want to just make a general call for any trustee comments or concerns on the proposed action. Jerry.
Tim, I talked before about, I guess, the concern I had about being able to move on opportunities as you know, good management would indicate, and without doing too fast, without waiting too long. Could it be argued that we waited a little bit too long on Jackson Squares? Jackson Square has been on the radar screen or on sort of a mental watch list for some time. So do you think we waited too long on Jackson Square? I agree with the suggestion. I'm just wondering whether or not we should have made the move some time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think that criticism can be levied at a number of decisions. You know, I can just walk you through the logic of what we were looking at there. I think this is something where we've had a long-term relationship with the firm. We understand that given their investment style of holding a really small number of securities, they can be below the market for extended periods of time, above the market for extended periods of time. And we've seen that in our experience. You know, this is more than a decade that we've had this group in the portfolio. There have been periods of time in the past where we've seen the significant underperformance. We take a look at this and say, like, are they still implementing as we expected? Can we take a look at the drivers of performance and understand that this is consistent with their stated process? And do we think that, you know, they still have the both human capital and the resources necessary to implement successfully? And that's we've had to do this underwriting a number of times over the past 12 years, I think, or so. And we've been comfortable in each one of those occasions that, yes, we can understand those drivers, and it's prudent to wait to see this get pushed through here. I think what's different in this scenario is we've seen the underperformance. And as you know, Jerry, the underperformance has been there for a while, but it wasn't just the underperformance. So we've seen the underperformance. We were able to understand what was going on, particularly in light of, I think, you know, late 2020 and early 2021, when you had just some extreme outperformance by, particularly in a tech space, about companies that had limited current earnings, but potential for a lot of stuff in the future. And you don't have to think back any further than how much regard Cathie Wood and the ARK funds and how much attention those go growth stories were getting there. And that's not something that's in the DNA of Jackson Square. So we could understand, okay, if you're not holding that type of go-go growth, you're going to underperform. We were disappointed with the degree of underperformance in 2021, but we could understand what was going on kind of through mid-2021. I think what we've seen, as we've seen this kind of retrenchment away from some of those go-go growth, is that what was in the portfolio still wasn't benefiting from this type of environment. And that's where we started to see, like, okay, is this type of exposure where you're getting a lot of more idiosyncratic risk and where you're just not able to tie out to, something, more something that's going to behave more closely to the index. Does that make sense for us anymore? And we basically looked at this and said, we just don't think it's the right fit for the portfolio going forward. So that's kind of the thought process there. I'll leave it to others to say whether we move too slowly, but that was kind of our thought process. When we stopped being able to understand what was going on in the portfolio and make sure it was appropriate for our growth goals, that's where we said it's time to step away.
Mr. Chair, may I add to that commentary? You're muted, but I thought I saw you say yes. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Go ahead.
So I would just add that this is, I would say, the hardest thing for folks like Tim and me and boards like you to get right. And more often than not, the managers that are underperforming, even that are underperforming for significant periods of time, turn around and outperform. And many studies have been done, one hugely significantly by a team named Wahl and Goyle, did a seminal study that showed that the terminated managers turn around and outperform, and the managers that you hire in their place, these are institutional investors that have made these decisions, turn around and underperform. So people tend to sell right at the wrong time and buy new managers right at the wrong time, typically all based on historic track records that, as the saying goes, you can't count on for future performance. So what we do, and I think what your investment staff has rightly done, is look for those non-performance indicators as to when things are untenable going forward. And those are qualitative aspects. So, and I think two big ones are losing assets that they've done in the strategy, which means that they won't have the money to pay their folks and keep the strategy moving forward and growing. And the other is unexplained performance, or performance that just doesn't fit with your understanding of how the strategy is supposed to be run. And so when those two things came up, I think your staff very appropriately said, yep, time to pull the plug. So, hindsight is 2020. We'll see how it plays out. But I think your staff very appropriately assessed and made the decision in a very reasonable time frame. So my two cents on that.
All right. Any other questions for Scott or Tim on this item? I'm not seeing any, so there's no objection or concern registered from the board on the action, and we will proceed.
Great. Thank you.